exclusive coverage of our Falcons training camp continues live from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station. It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We got some Falcon news you need to hear. Here is what happened yesterday before we get to this news that just came down, because it's early in camp and it feels like we're already dealing with an injury. Now, there was a play yesterday that Mike brought up. We were at Hooters yesterday. Thanks for all the folks who came out and hung out with us. We'll be back up there on Tuesday and Thursday of next week at Hooters Mall of Georgia. But there was a play yesterday where Darnell Mooney went up high. And, Mike, you were asking me, like, we were talking about it yesterday, and you said, who was the corner? And I mentioned it. It was Lamar Jackson was his name.
Right.
Number 38, I believe. And so he went up high to make a play, and Darnell Mooney came down. Mooney left the field, went to see a trainer, and we really didn't really pay attention. But the deal was he didn't return. So today, Mike, the news comes down that the Falcons have signed a receiver.
Yeah, DJ Shark, who's still, you know, not the oldest, you know, not like he's a wash-up guy. I mean, if he can stay healthy, he had problems, as you would say, with his groin.
Correct.
Last year, and a hip injury, which only limited him to 7 games with the Chargers for a team that was really looking for a downfield threat. This is a guy that did run. I looked it up. He ran a 4.34
fast
back in 2018. That was his 2018 combine. But DJ Shark, he's a bigger target than Darnell Mooney. If it is in fact Darnell Mooney that we're going to maybe be missing.
Now, and nothing again, official from the Falcons.
Nothing came from the Falcons. It just happened that we were on the sideline. Darnell Mooney literally came down right in front of us. And it could be, you know, anything from a middle of the body injury to, I don't know. It looked awkward the way he came down. But anyway, DJ Shark, in the NFL for a number of years. He had been a Pro Bowler, guys. This guy put up some good numbers for Jacksonville. 8 touchdowns in 2019, 73 for 118 targets. The production has come down. Played 11 games for Detroit, 15 for Carolina, and then last year just 7 with the Chargers. So if he can stay healthy, though, it is a really big target opposite what you got with Drake London for Michael Penix Jr. But the speed element, nobody competes with what Darnell Mooney's bringing.
Well, this is why I believe, and again, we could be incorrect on this, and we'll make sure we get confirmation at some point. The Falcons will let us know, but Mooney was brought here to stretch the field.
Right.
And you don't sign another slot guy or guy, Mike, that can catch the balls over the middle because you feel like you have that already. I feel like this is an intentional signing to bring more speed to the outside. And I think that's Mooney. So we're going to see. I hope it's not, because you guys know I love him. Last year, guys, I told you he was going to have a big year, and he did.
He very easily, except for a little bit banged up late, he could have 1,000 yards easily.
Yeah, he was at 992, and there were some games where Kirk Cousins forgot he existed.
Right.
So Mooney, 5 touchdowns last year. He had a big year. I mean, again, he caught 64 balls, had over 106 targets. But you try to fill the void, Mike, and I think that's why he gets a one-year deal. His agent, by the way, our buddy Todd France. France is doing his thing. But we're talking about DJ Shark. He is a guy that can potentially fill the void. My concern, you're right, he's fast. Hopefully he kept his speed. We don't know. Is why has his production tailed off the way it has over the last 4 years?
Yeah, just can't stay healthy.
So that would be my concern. But again, maybe this is not a long-term deal.
It's a one-year deal. They're reporting a one-year deal from Rappaport.
What I'm saying, whatever injury, maybe is not a long-term situation. But we don't have confirmation. But this is interesting, guys, because again, you don't make a move like this. By the way, you're saying, wait a minute, where did this come from, Dukes and Bill? He came in for a visit today. We started the show and we told you, hey, Falcons are hosting DJ Shark. Didn't really think about it. Then he signs before 5 o'clock and we're like, wait a minute. It's just kind of one of those deals where this all kind of looks like it makes sense as to why they may be doing this.
But we're going to wait for confirmation. But, Mike, that's what we think happened.
Right. So that's the word out there. Ian Rappaport, a couple other folks have it, but we haven't heard from the Falcons. And, again, nothing about what's going on with Darnell Mooney, because if anybody, you know, if he's not hurt, then all of a sudden, wow, that's a lot of firepower at the wide receiver position.
But, agreed, yeah.
But we told you yesterday on the show, it was something that was noticeable to us. It didn't look right.
All right, 404-726-0929. So that is happening, and tomorrow we will learn more. You will hear more here on 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg are going to be at Flowery Branch 9 to 1 tomorrow. And then Sunday, Mike Johnson and Dylan Matthews will be out there. But we'll get more information on this, and as we come back Monday, we'll have a full story for you and certainly what the lay of the land is. But I hope it's not, because I feel like, again, whatever connection is going on with London, Mooney, Ray-Ray McLeod, Pitts,
right,
Bijan, with Michael Penix, Mike, it feels good. It feels like they're all connecting. And, you know, Pitts, everybody's talking about his golf game and how he's playing with Penix. And Michael Penix told us yesterday, yeah, I'm enjoying golf, but, like, that's about to stop because the season's about to roll around here and I'm not going to have that kind of time. But right, there seems to be this connection. And I just, from that standpoint, I hope that Mooney, if it is him or whomever it might be here on the receiving corps, you don't just bring in a guy, guys, and sign him for 1 year for just cuss.
Right. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. But you heard it here first on Dukes and Bell. But yeah, man, the rest of the word, you guys, like, why are they practicing today? We talked about it earlier. It's not anything to do with the Falcons, guys. This is how the NFL and the Players Association worked out the collective bargaining agreement. And so if you're used to, if you're an old guy, you've seen 2-a-days, those things are gone the day away, the dodo. So it's just a very slow ramp up. By this time next week, though, the guys will be in pads.
You know, the only players left on the roster since Terry Fontenot took over in 2021 are kicker Younghoe Koo and corner A.J. Terrell. Jake Matthews is here.
Only guy left from the Super Bowl team.
Yeah, and what this means is, and we're going to talk about it for a second here, but Chris Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry, we're talking about, you know, Thomas Dimitroff being here. That was the end, right? Fontenot comes in going into the fifth year. But it's interesting. So you don't have a lot of retention. This is a different team.
Mm.
And for all the things that you may or may not have thought about Arthur Smith, Mike, a lot of these guys were Arthur Smith's picks, right? Bijan, Drake, because they were trying to improve the offense. So now you look at the roster and you say there's not a lot of carryover from when Terry Fontenot got here. And this is when you truly do say, Mike, now I'm judging you on your roster, because these are your guys.
These are your guys.
These are your guys. Right.
And we've talked about, you know, Kyle Pitts. It's funny because a couple guys today, they got a kick out of our conversation yesterday when you were like, what? When I said, you asked me, what if Pitts balls out? I said, they won't have enough money. You're like, they'll always have enough money. I said, I'm not sure. But and I was talking to one of our guys who follows, his name is Black Man There. And he's like, you always try to run Pitts out of town. I said, look, we all want Pitts to ball out. Do your job, man. But then it will be, maybe a difficult decision. Maybe it won't be. Maybe he'll be back for a new contract. But if you get a new contract for Pitts, that's going to be the going rate for the best tight ends in the league. So we'll see. That's as we said yesterday, a good problem to have. I hate to lose Darnell Mooney if this is going to be something which perhaps will take more than a few, you know, weeks of the regular season.
Yeah.
But DJ Shark is a name we even talked about last year at times.
He is, and here's the other thing. When you say, well, why ain't he been signed? Guys, situations happen. And if there's a bunch of guys right now that are not signed anywhere, it doesn't mean that they won't get signed before the end of camp or before the start of the season. This is just the way things work. It doesn't mean that they don't have interest or that teams may not bring them in, just like the Falcons did today, and say, hey, come visit. And next thing you know, they get a gig.
But so, availability is part of it. And again, he had a hip injury during their camp with the Chargers.
That's right.
And then he had a groin injury, as you say, in Texas.
Groin.
And so that's why he missed all those games. He missed, 10 weeks of action for L.A.
I hope he can help us.
Why he gets a one-year deal, because he's relatively inexpensive.
Correct. I hope he can help us. It's funny, Carrie, who covers, or not covers, but loves the Falcons, she just put out there, prayer circle for Darnell Mooney. She's got candles all around Mooney's name, because everybody is just, again, speculating, as we are, that would be the case. But it doesn't make sense to bring in another wide receiver when you feel really good about your receiving corps. Ray-Ray McLeod, too. Remember, Ray-Ray was having a good year, and then he got injured last year.
Right. He got banged up. And I went back and I looked at the game log. Yeah, he got hurt in that final, next to last week. He was banged up in the Commanders game, so that's why we didn't see it. Darnell Mooney played in the final week against Carolina. He goes over 1,000 yards.
Easy. I totally agree.
He only had don't even get me started. You did forget about him. In the game
forgot about it.
Well, where Cousins throws the 4 picks against the Chargers.
What's up, Darnell?
He had like 3 targets in that game.
You forgot about it.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying, damn, Darnell.
By the way, somebody said Cousins walked by us when we were talking to Michael Penix Jr. yesterday.
I didn't see him.
I didn't see it either.
He could have stopped.
Well, that would have been an awkward conversation.
No, it wouldn't have. He stopped us before.
Yes.
He could have said, Dukes and Bell, what's up?
Hey, yeah. Mike, how's your heart doing?
He could have stopped.
It's great, Kirk. Thanks for asking. Sorry things didn't work out. I don't think that was so mean-spirited. I was just keeping it real, man.
The reply did not read that way.
That's what I said.
It said that, but it was implied different.
But you know me. If I'm going to talk ish about somebody, I want them to let them know I've been, if they're not already aware of it, that I was talking ish. So it's kind of like a telephone game.
Sometimes you just got to take a compliment.
I guess.
That may be why he didn't stop yesterday.
Mm. Well, we still can talk to him. I can apologize.
Yeah, I didn't see him, though. But somebody did say that. They were like, Cousins passed right by you guys when we were talking to Penix.
Nobody was more excited about this guy. If you remember, I had a man crush on this dude. And nobody's more heartbroken than I was after things went off the rails.
All right, man. We got more to get to. News again. Veteran free agent wide receiver DJ Chark spent the last year with the Chargers, signing with the Falcons. It is a one-year deal. And Mike said it was drafted, what was it, 2018? Drafted 18 or 19?
2018. Ran a 4.34 at the combine.
All right. That's the news today, and the news is what's going on with our wide receiver
core. If he can stay healthy, I hate to lose Darnell. We don't know if we're going to lose Darnell.
Correct.